There's a myriad pathways, and you only need one to let go of what happened. It is over. It's done. Now it's time to look forward. Now it's time to be real. Now it's time to be happy. It is your time to heal. My friend, this is Joe Bakhmutsky, and I want to just welcome you to the Power to Be Happy podcast, where we talk about healing from trauma and just living an amazing, fulfilled life, where you get to feel happy and do things that you love, and you're going to need to have confidence for that. And from a perspective of someone whose life has been touched by trauma, I know that it's sometimes so hard to feel confident because it's just been shut down by all those awful things that we've been through. So today I just want to talk through some ideas that's really helped me to feel so much more confident than I've ever been in living my life, in going after my hopes and dreams, and just feeling like I'm not stuck, but moving forward in a sustainable way. Thank you for being here. Every day, we are locked in a battle. When you want to be at your best, when you want to be in a moment that calls you to do something important, whether that's a vital conversation with someone you care about, whether that's stepping up in your work, there is a battle. There's a part of you that just wants to be so confident and wants to really just step up and just rock it out and be your best. And there's a part of you that is doubting you. There's a part of you that goes, can I really do this? Do I really deserve this? Is this really who I am? And this battle, it's always going to be there, isn't it? Like this confidence is not going to be something that just automatically wins every single time. Not for people like you and me, who've been through trauma, who've experienced awful things. We know what that's like. And yet, I'm here to say that this does not prevent us from living amazing, just lives that where we get to feel happy, where we get to feel joyful, where we get to do amazing things that make you feel just so good on the inside and feeling hopeful and feeling like you're just like you're moving forward in a way that speaks to you and your values and your way of life, right? We can do that. That is the possibility of healing. That is the possibility of doing what truly matters to you, right? Because after all, like, what is life about but feeling good about yourself, feeling good about the people that surround you, feeling good about what you're trying to do out in the world, right? That's what life is. And we want to feel more confident in doing things that might be sometimes challenging. It might be difficult, right? How do we do them? How do we do them better? Right? Be better life, But I really think that when it comes to confidence and doubt and them kind of being locked in together, I really believe that what we pay and attention to the most, what we give our energy to the most, what we give our most time into, that's what's going to come out on top. So if we are kind of getting into those negative thoughts where we're going to go, well, I wonder how this is going to go. This person, they're going to bring me down. These people are going to make fun of me. I mean, who am I to be really do this? Or, what if I do this and I end up feeling like I look stupid, or I wasted all of this time and energy trying to do this, right? All of these negative thoughts, if we give time to them, if we give our energy into them, that's what's going to come out on top and rise. But when we spend more time on more helpful, on more positive thoughts, when we start to talk about confidence in a way that is helpful and supportive to you today, that's what's going to win. That's what's going to help pull you forward, because that's what's going to occupy your time, your energy, just how you think about yourself and the world around you, right? That's what is going to win. So today, we want to set you up to win, right? Despite all of the things you've been through. In fact, in spite of them. Because you in your life have experienced some awful things. But isn't it also true that you do not give yourself the credit that you truly deserve in terms of the things that you have overcome, in terms of the things that you have achieved, in terms of the life that you are leading today, today, my friend? Now, I'm not saying that there are things that other people, you know, in some grand scale of things would be, you know, excited about or proud of, because it doesn't matter. We're not comparing you or me or anyone else to each other. We all are living our own life. We don't exist, you know, to be compared to, you know, our achievements. We live for ourselves. We live for the people we care about. And that is not a competition. That is a place where everybody can win. Everybody can be happy. You know, if I'm happy, that does not mean that you're not going to be. I'm not taking anything away from you or anybody else. And I think that's what confidence really is. Because when you talk about the definition, what confidence truly stands for, confidence is really how capable we feel in the presence of others. Isn't it true? It's about how, like, confidence is how capable we feel in the presence of others, whether they're people you care about, whether people who are, might be your friends or family or people you work with, or just people out in the world, right? How capable do you feel with people around you? Are you capable of showing up? Are you capable of being at your best? Do you feel capable of doing what matters to you? Right? Again, it's not a competition. And I really believe that what is the most challenging part about feeling confident, what really gets in the way, is uncertainty, is the unknown, right? Because you don't know how things are going to turn out, right? You just don't know. And I think that's what makes it that much harder for us. And I know this. Listen, by the way, if you don't know me, my name is Joe Bakhmutsky. I'm a survivor of child sexual abuse. I moved countries. I've been through cancer. I've felt so much the impact of my panic attacks and anxiety and not being able to have sex, or it's affected me so profoundly over decades of my life, where I've only last few years found my way towards a journey of deep healing, like through therapy, through sharing my story, through, you know, I even wrote a book about my experience, but part of my experience of healing was finding hope in times of uncertainty, a guide to thriving in a challenging world of today. Because I wrote this book about me personally finding hope in going through cancer, in sharing hope with others, in building hope towards dreams and aspirations, of my own life and aspirations that I didn't have before for myself. And I feel like over the last several years, my life shifted so much because I became more confident in what I'm doing. And that isn't because I gained some kind of magic abilities or my mindset has shifted through some, weird means. It's really come down to five things that I'm going to share with you today. Five simple things. But they made all the difference. And I think part of my life today and how I see it from a perspective of really surviving trauma, but also wanting to be happy and wanting to lead a happy life. I guess that surviving instinct in us, which is so vital and for which I'm so grateful for, because it just kept me alive, kept me sane, kept me moving forward. But it's also developed a whole bunch of skills that were not really, are useful in, feeling happy. It's used for like getting by, but it's not really useful for feeling a happy, more fulfilled life. Because we kind of want to hold off on making changes in life and trying new things because of all the uncertainty and all the chaos that surrounds you. Isn't that true? Like, do you feel like that's held you back? Because you didn't know how things were going to go, and constantly something was changing and something wasn't, working out, and you didn't know what is going on, right? Has that ever been true for you, right? Like, it has, it's been the story of my life. I don't know about you, but for me, it stopped me from doing so many things in my life. And what I realize now is that chaos and uncertainty are never going to go away, right? And that's a relief. That is good news. You're sitting here going, Joe, what are you talking about? This, in no way, this can be a good thing. I think this could be a good thing from the perspective when you know what to expect. You know that there will always be uncertainty. You know there will always be things going out of whack, going crazy. It's never going to be like, simple and obvious and straightforward. Things are always going to be kind of out of whack a little bit. So that means we can just accept it. And we can bring more order into our lives over the things that you can influence or control. And I think that's so important. In saying, I cannot change everything, but there are things that I believe I can do. There are things that I can and I want to influence. And it's about bringing more order into your life. And when I say order, I mean really these five simple things. And the first one being the first, the O in order, is more options. So oftentimes when you're faced with a difficult situation, whether that's something that you have to do, whether it's a difficult conversation, something you have to do in your work, but maybe it's a deadline, maybe it's a kind of a new task or opportunity, or something you kind of have to do, right? Or maybe it's something you really want to do. So oftentimes we think about it we think of one way how things might go, or we think of one way that you might go about it. And that's what gets us in trouble. Because when you only think of one thing, one approach to things, then if that approach doesn't work out, then means we kind of get stuck or we go into a negative space and we start to feel like worse about ourselves. And this thing that we're about to do all of a sudden becomes scary and becomes overwhelming and becomes too much. And you're going, what the heck am I doing here? So that's why I really believe that having options And generating options for different situations in our life is so vital because it gives our brain, right? That's what neuroscience tells us, that generating all of these options all of a sudden makes it for us easier to choose. And all of a sudden, the outcomes or the way things might go, they don't feel so scary anymore. So let's say that you're about to go on a date. Something I failed miserably at for so many times in my life. Up until I met my wife. Really. And I would often, like, when I was about to go on a date, I would always be worried, like, well, you know, with this person, like who I am, what happens if, you know, we don't like each other? And so it was always kind of, I was always in this place where I was kind of worried about me, right? I was worried about how things might go, how I might be seen. And instead of, you know, trying to look at all the different possibilities of how things might go, and I started adding this kind of more positive options in there. I would say, well, you know, what if this person, like, we just really click? You know, what if this person is the one I've been looking for? How would things go then? Like, that would be pretty cool, right? Or, listen, what if we, like, this person, maybe, like, we are not, like, right for each other romantically, but maybe we, like, we end up as good friends, right? Like, does this ever happen to you? Like, where maybe you meet someone and, you know, it doesn't really work out, but maybe you still kind of feel good about it, just you want to hang out, right? That's important. And I would think, well, what if maybe this, like, we don't even become friends or anything, but we just have a good time. Like, I'm just going to go in and just, you know, have a coffee with this person. It doesn't really matter what they are, because we can just have a good time, because, you know, it's a nice day and it would be fun to get to know someone new. And I think giving myself this bunch of options didn't lock me in onto negative outcomes. Didn't lock me in onto what else can go wrong, right? All of a sudden, it opened up possibilities rather than closing doors. You see what I mean? It's so vital to give yourself options. So when you look at your life right now, and you're looking at something that's coming up this week or the next, something that you're going to feel like you're unsure about, something that you're kind of worried about, or maybe something that you just don't know what it's going to bring. Like, it's so important to just come up with different options. That is also true for anything that you are doing in terms of your work. Because I feel that that's really being creative. So if you are, for example, like, let's say I'm writing a play. And I used to get so attached to, well, this is how, you know, this part of the story goes. I can't change that. You know, I put so much into it. Instead, I now kind of start to think, well, what if things, like, you know, this is the beginning of the play. I kind of know where overall it's going to go. But, you know, there's multiple ways I could tell this story. What if I just write it from like this? What if I add this in? What if I give that a try? And all of a sudden, it feels really liberating. I can write a couple of different options. I can a couple of ways the story goes. A couple of different ways that this moment might go. And or I can use different ways to tell it. And all of a sudden, I don't feel locked in. I don't feel like there is something on the line. I feel like, you know what? I'm okay. I feel like I can just try different things out and none of them are gonna, you know, end up something terrible, right? And I think this is the vital thing about giving yourself options. Options, whether that's in the work that you're doing, options when it comes to choices that you're making, options when it comes to situations and how they're gonna go. The more options you give, the more opportunities you're opening up, and the more it feels liberating about what you're about to do. So that's options. There are in order, right? Because I think having that order also comes from routines. Having the things that are predictable, things that you know you're going to do. And that's vital. Because like we talked about, chaos, uncertainty, that's always going to be present, right? Like we can't run away from that. As much as I wish we could control every aspect of our lives, there'll be so many things we can't control. You can't do anything about, I don't know, the pandemic, the your politics, the state of the economy, random people doing random things. We can't control that. And I'm cool with that because I'm kind of going, why would I worry about stuff that is outside of my control? I think it's natural for us to, you know, go into that. And yet, I think that's why it's so vital to pull away instead of focusing on things that we cannot really influence or control. And instead, putting in place more routines, habits, however you want to think about it, rituals that you can control directly or at least influence in some way. One thing about routine is like, when I think about routine, I all think about what is it that I can do maybe every day or every week that will make me feel better or it will be helpful in some way that I can just do repetitively. And the big thing for me personally is my morning routine. It's like every morning inevitably starts with me doing something physical. Like I'm always doing, whether that's, you know, exercise in the garage, whether it's going for a jog, I'm always starting with something physical. I know when I'm engaging my body, I feel good about that. The next thing I know, I'll probably have breakfast. I'll give my kids a hug. I'll say hi to my wife. I'll have this kind of a moment with my family, which will make me feel better. I know I love it. I'll get some food. Next, I'm going to have a coffee. I'm going to sit with my coffee. Outside, I'm going to journal about, you know, yesterday, what I've accomplished. I'm going to journal about a little bit about today. So I'm just going to write a page. I'm going to read a book about something that is important to me right now and something that is helpful or positive in some way. And that's a routine that I know I'm going to do pretty much every single day, at least 5-6 times a week. There's always sometimes there's things I got to do first thing in the morning. Sometimes there might be something that interrupts it, but generally I do this thing every day. It sets me up to feel good about the day, to feel good about myself. I don't really have to think about it. I just do it. Right? It takes a while to get into a routine, but then it just feels right. Especially when you put out the intention of having this routine as something that is designed to work for you. I don't know about you, but so much of my life, I just lived like on autopilot. I would just wake up and I was just, you know, follow the bouncing ball. I just did whatever needed to be done. I never even stopped to think about it. If I go to work, I would just check my emails and, you know, put out fires that need things that needed to be done. Like, I never really put out thought, especially if putting in things in place that would be important to me. Like, for example, like right now, I'm doing this podcast with you, right? And I thought about like, how do I make sure that I feel ready, that I feel like I'm in the best place possible to like record this podcast and share something that I'm hoping is, you know, supportive for you or interesting in some way, right? It's helping you in your life because you're like me and you've also been through something horrible and you also, like me, you want to live a good life and you know that you deserve more. And I feel like, what is the best way that I can just be present and just engaged and just like feel like I'm kind of in the moment, right? You know, right now, I'm not thinking about stuff. I'm just like in the zone. And for me, it's this routine that I have. It's, you know, it's doing my 10-minute play. You know, like about 2 years ago, I wrote this 10-minute play called The Way of the Artist. And in this play, I play three characters. There's three characters. There's the artist, and there's a voice of doubt, and there's a voice of reason. And so it's like a 10-minute, 12-minute play or something. And so before I'm recording an episode of the podcast, every single time, like I did it just now in the garage, I'm doing this 10-minute play. I'm reenacting it. I've obviously learned it off by heart over time, you know. And I'm reenacting this play for all three characters. And like I'm running around, like I'm jumping, and I'm like, you know, when I'm doing, you know, the artist, like I'm unsure what's going on. And when I'm doing the voice of doubt, I'm like, it's like slithery and it's like crouching, it's crawling around. And when the voice of reason, sometimes there's like the voice of reason comes out as, you know, something that's confronting me and calling me, aspiring me to step up and be better, you know? And so, like, I'm using my body, I'm using my voice, I'm using kind of, I'm, you know, putting out the right intention for me, for what I want to be doing in the world. And I come out just, oh, I'm in the moment because I've done it. I've like, oh, I've done this cool play that I care about. You know, maybe the rest of the world doesn't know about it, doesn't care, but I do. It helps me. It supports me. It puts me in a good place. That's what matters. That's what I want for you. What sort of a routine might be helpful for you? Maybe something you're already doing, but maybe you can add that little bit of intention or making it work for you. What can you kind of dial up in a way that would really, you would look at maybe your morning or maybe your afternoon or maybe something you do before you get home from work, or maybe you're about to, you know, pick up your kid from school or from childcare, or maybe it's like before you do something creative, like something that would put you in a place where you feel ready, you feel good about yourself. Something little, right? What would that be? What would that look like? What would be the routine that helps you, that supports you, that helps you, gives you that consistency and predictability over what you're about to do that's important to you in some way? What is it? Next up, decisions. This is a big one, my friend. This really is huge. Why? So often in life, when we've been hurt, when we face struggle, when we faced difficulties, when maybe you're really in a place where your mental health is dragging you down, so often we avoid making decisions. And the decisions we avoid are typically decisions, difficult decisions. And they're typically about things that deepen your heart. In like your gut is telling you, this is the right thing to do. And we keep putting them off. We keep putting them off, and these decisions, maybe it's about doing something that's hard, something you've never done before, something that's gonna, you know, put you in a place where you're not sure how things are. We keep putting them off. We're not making these decisions. Have you ever noticed that the more you feel lost, the more that you feel like you are just like wandering through the mist, you don't know where you are, you don't, like, nothing makes sense, you can't figure what's going on, you're not sure what maybe you're even looking for exactly, right? It's just so all over the place, so confusing, and nothing makes sense. And these are the times when it's the hardest to make decisions. And yet it's the most vital to pick out and make choices. Now, how do you make decisions when you experience doubt, when you feel lost, when you don't know what to do? I think it starts with making decisions about smaller things. It's about decisions, how you're going to show up in a day. How you're going to be in this interaction with this one person. The more you can make decisions about your health, about your well-being, about your interactions, even small things give you proof that you can make decisions. That making decisions is actually a good thing. Like even a decision of what you're going to have for dinner. Decision of what you're going to do when you catch up with this person. How you're going to feel with them. What sort of things do you expect them to do? What sort of things do you expect from yourself? Sometimes these decisions can be about just minute things. But they shape our day. They shape the experience of your life. They shape how you feel about the bigger decisions that matter. Because listen, if you can make decisions about, you know, similar things where maybe they're not big decisions, or maybe you don't even present them as decisions. Maybe they're just things you end up doing because they need to be done. But when you frame it as a decision or a choice to be made, because make no mistake, everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. If we default to just how we are by nature, then we would probably do a lot of stupid things. We would do a lot of things that we regret. And having that intention through choice, imposing your own choices, imposing your own decisions on how you live your life, I think it changes everything. Another thing that really changes how we are and what we do in life is exceptions. Exceptions that we make for people, for things that truly matter to us. And when I say exceptions, I'm having a conversation with you about boundaries. Because so often in life, we do things that just naturally happen. We don't get to stop and think and consider what is right for me. What is going to make the biggest difference for me and my way of life? What is going to help me feel better? And that's where I feel that exceptions that need to be made are only made for situations, for people, for moments that truly matter to you. Like for me, when I'm going about my day, I'm going to make an exceptions for, let's say, if my wife needs my help, I'm going to drop everything and I'm going to help her. That's the exception that I'm going to make for her. Whether everyone else is happy with that, whether this is something that gets in my way, this is the exception that I want to make. I challenge myself to make. But if someone else comes into my life and, you know, wants something from me, and I've got other things that I'm planning to be doing, I'm going to say no. Right? I'm not going to make an exception for them. And I used to be in a place where I made an exception for pretty much everyone, for pretty much everything, because it was just easier to do that. But when I started saying no to people, and I started saying yes consciously, because I thought about it and I thought, am I going to make a separate exception for this person? Am I going to make exception for this situation? That's when things change. Because all of a sudden that becomes something I've thought about and something that I decided to do for me, for how I value this person, for how I value this situation. And that means I have also the opportunity to get other things done. I have opportunity to do things that matter to me, whether other people believe in them or agree with them. I'm going to make exceptions that are matter to me. So what are the exceptions that you want to make? And what are the exceptions that you're not going to fall into? I think that's important. Last but not least is having reasons, part of bringing more order into your life and having more confidence, is being clear about what reasons you have for making choices, for making decisions, for your routines, for the opportunities that you meet, for options that you're trying to generate in your life. What are the reasons? Why do you do what you do? Why does it matter? Why does it matter to you? I really believe, my friend, that having a reason, knowing why you're doing something and making it personal, is the biggest opportunity for living a good life, for feeling confident about yourself. Because you know that even if you don't know how things are going to work out, you know why you're doing it. You know why it's important for you to resolve this argument with your partner. You know why it's important for you to, you know, do this thing at work. You know why it's important for you to, you know, meet new people. Why it's important for you to push this project out further and make it happen. When you have a personal reason why, when you know, when you really can remind yourself, this is why am I doing it, you're able to focus on it. You're able to reconnect with the reason why you're doing this. You're able to focus on something. And when you feel like something truly matters, it makes you more confident. Because you know why it's there in your life. Why you're devoting your time, your energy, and your presence into it. Because like we talked about, my friend, we will always be living with chaos and uncertainty. And the more order you can bring into your life by having more options around what you're trying to do, when you are doing routines that support you in living about your day, in the key tasks that you want to get accomplished, when you are making decisions that are pulling you forward, even in smallest of things, you're putting your weight behind the things that truly matter to you. When you make exceptions only in situations where you want to make exceptions for, whether it's people or projects or time. And finally, having reasons and reconnecting with reasons why you're doing something that matters to you. You're bringing a greater sense of order into your life. And I believe you are stacking things more towards the positive, helpful things that you are doing in your life. Because all of a sudden you're pulling away from doubts, from worries, from the stresses, from the craziness of day-to-day life. And you're putting more of yourself into a place that matters, into a place where you feel good about yourself. You feel good about the world around you. You feel that you have intention. You feel like you're moving in the right direction. You feel that you're thinking and feeling things that are more supportive in the life that you are living each day. Don't ever forget, my friend, that you have this incredible power to be happy, to seek greater clarity in everything that you do, to show up at your best every single day so that you know you're enough, and to hold on to hope that no matter what happens out there, how crazy things get, chaos, the uncertainty, there is always going to be that things can and do change for the better. Thank you for being here, my friend. Thank you for being here, my friend. I want to deeply honor your life, your story, and where you are today. And it's my hope that this show, it serves you in some way, because I believe that we are all just capable of so much more than we think sometimes. And this incredible potential of what we're capable of and leading a life that you're proud of, that you're excited by, what I tell myself, so tell my loved ones. That's what I'm here, just sharing this with you, right? And I have this vision. I have this vision for bringing together survivors. Survivors of trauma, of difficult experience, of difficult circumstance. Whether that's going through sexual abuse, domestic violence, living with illness, going through war. Bring together people who've been through it or are living through difficult times, their loved ones, so we can come together to give our best in our lives, in with our loved ones, in our communities, in our work, to grow towards our dreams, towards our hopes, towards our desires, and to heal from difficulties and struggle, and making sense of what's right for you today. That's why I'm here. That's why I wrote my book, Finding Hope in Times of Uncertainty, a guide to thriving in the challenging world of today. And if this vision, just if it speaks to you in some way, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. If you could email me at joe@powertobehappy.com. That's joe at powertobehappy.com. Whatever you want to say, I'd love to hear from you. Please let me know what you think. And thank you again so much for being here today. I'll speak to you next time.